rest, no rest. I want you up on your feet.
But I'm exhausted.
Get back, don't slack. We have a deadline to meet.
Why don't you lend a paw?
Our paws are motivating.
Organizing.
Structuring.
Incentivizing.
We work unabated.
And always unappreciated.
Always.
You better watch what you say. You might be judged unreliable.
So that's democracy. I'll stick with anarchy. Come, my dear, let's go home and multiply.
Rolly.
Rolly, help us. Rolly.
It's not my problem. Just walk away, that's what I do.
Is that what really gets you through?
Yes, walk away. Come on, you old fart.
I can't, 'cause my head's no good without my heart.
Since when were hares exempt from citizen duties?
Since I opted out of the political process, since I realized what you're building here's a restaurant, not a scientific venue, it's a restaurant, and we're all on the menu. Listen, you don't have to do what they say now. You don't have to build Shaytel. You can take control. You can make a stance. Go on strike, perhaps, or do a rain dance.
What?
A rain dance.
A rain dance.
So primitive.
So unscientific.
This, Mr. Hare, is the new Africa.
Treachery, treason, arrest him,
arrest him!
They're quick, but we have other ways to catch our prey. My dear Miss Strongo, you wish to interview the king.
Uh-huh.
How about some lunch?
Okay.
Deal with that rhino. He's a waste of space. But keep the others working. Keep up the pace. We have to meet our sunset deadline. But for your article, a new headline. Let's sex it up with something scurrilous. How about backward-looking hare jeopardizes scientific solution to drought? No?